small businesses bring Utah together. They inspire goodness and connect communities. These are their stories from Mighty Main Street, brought to you by the Utah Office of Tourism and Visit Salt Lake. Here's our host, Chris Redgrave, on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to our show, Mighty Main Street, the faces and places of Utah. This show is about our small business community in Salt Lake County and across the state of Utah. They're driving our economy and they're developing our beautiful main streets where we all like to go with our friends and family, enjoy a meal, shop, or get our hair done. This business program is supported by CEO Caitlin Eskelson with Visit Salt Lake and Managing Director of Utah Office of Tourism, Vicki Varela. I have Dee Brewer with me, Executive Director of Downtown Alliance. Dee, we appreciate you being on Mighty Main Street today. You are brought to us by Utah Office of Tourism and Visit Salt Lake. Certainly friends of yours and people that really believe in you and what you're doing for our beautiful capital city. And I know that you've got some fun things on the horizon, Dee, and I can't wait to hear about it. We were downtown yesterday, and we were having a wonderful sandwich at Toasters, and we saw a little bit of activity, and I know you've got some cool things on the horizon. So you want to share with us what you do for Downtown Alliance and why it's important to us?
Well, I think the first thing we want to talk about is Open Streets. Open Streets is an activation downtown this weekend and for the next 3 weekends. What that looks like is that from Exchange Place to City Creek Center, there are performers and artists and musicians about every half block that are animating the streets. And in addition to that, we are closing northbound lanes of Main Street to vehicular traffic to expand the pedestrian corridors so everybody can enjoy this in a physically distanced and safe way. And then as we do that, restaurants are able to expand their premises. And so restaurants have a much larger area clear out to the curb where they are serving guests. And again, spacing tables in a way per the health guidelines. We did this last weekend and it was phenomenal. It was such a great feeling downtown, and there were the entertainment and the restaurants and the retailers. There was just a vibe and an activation there that really felt great, and we're excited about the next 3 weeks of this.
What a perfect word, activation. I love that. You know, Dee, this is so creative. We're so lucky to have you in this position, especially with your deep marketing experience and your experience with City Creek. You know our downtown very well, and you bring this expertise to the table. This is highly creative.
You know, there were a lot of people involved with this. So we started this conversation with Mayor Mendenhall back in January or February. This is before the pandemic was an issue.
Really?
We all wanted to create that kind of promenade on Main Street. And obviously we had to put a pause on our efforts for a time. But as the city moved to yellow, as we have all figured out how to sort of re-enter the world and are practiced in sort of safe engagement, we brought this back online. So this is not just about the next 3 weeks. We fully expect that we will be doing new iterations and versions of this next year as we expand, as we learn some things this year. But we see this as an ongoing use of Main Street. And let me say this. It's not just about Main Street. There are 135 restaurants and bars downtown.
Wow.
There are over 100 shops and retailers. So downtown has always been a destination for culture, for commerce, for creativity, and this weekend is going to be a great way to enjoy that.
What I love about this, I've seen this as I've traveled. I mean, this is something that you would see on Fifth Avenue with parades and activities where people, they shut the streets down to cars. I've seen this in different areas, and I think this is, yeah. I think this is brilliant, Dee.
Yeah, if you, you know, Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica, streets in Montreal, and many, you know, of our favorite cities across the world have a grand promenade. It's just a lovely place to be, and that's what Main Street was last weekend. So I hope that the listeners today will avail themselves of that Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, 6 to 10 p.m. You'll enjoy those performers and really just the street ambiance that is happening downtown.
Well, I think the timing of this is perfect, Dee, because, you know, you've lived in Utah a long time. You remembered around the Olympics. I mean, right after the Olympics, a lot of people didn't live downtown. And what happened when all the construction was going on is that, you know, people started moving outside of downtown with all the construction. And now people are back. We have a wonderful millennial population that lives downtown. So just the walking citizens that you have in this area, I think, is absolutely perfect.
Yes, residential is growing and continues to grow. You know, there are 17 construction projects in the Central Business District right now. There's over 3 million square feet of office space, residential space, and, of course, the new Convention Center Hotel. Salt Lake City is a city in ascension. There are wonderful things happening.
You're exactly right. It's like we're kind of a bubble economy. In fact, do you know this as well as anyone, and especially with your association with the Chamber of Commerce, and that is the fact that we're one of just a couple of states that offered the type of local assistance that we did in lockstep with the federal government. And so I just think it's like I've said to people, if I'm going to go through a situation like this, I'm glad it's in Utah. And especially since we were just voted the number one state in the United States, once again, based on four different areas, and economic development and growth and job creation are several of the areas.
Well, we have a very well-managed state.
We do.
We've been very fortunate. That good management has served us well in this crisis, and the dips have not been as low, and the recovery is coming back more consistently and faster than in many other communities.
Well, we have leaders like yourself and Vicky Varela with Utah Office of Tourism and Caitlin Eskelson with Visit Salt Lake that are forward thinking and forward looking, and that's making all the difference in the world. I went to a conference and I had a chance to talk to one of our businesses in Capitol Reef, and she basically said if it wasn't for the state of Utah and the relief that they got, that she and her husband would not be in business. So it's just, yeah, we have so many of these powerful stories, but I love what you're doing for downtown. What else do you want to share with us with Downtown Alliance so people understand how important this entity is to our economic development? Is there anything else we need to know?
Well, I would look ahead to the holidays
is the
next opportunity, and we've got some things.
Check out today's business interview using the KSL News Radio app or at KSLNewsRadio.com. You just click on podcast. More stories about our small business community, Mighty Main Street, here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Everybody typically does, and we want to see that tradition preserved. Temple Square is going to look a little different this year while they're under construction, but they will have lights, and we're planning some other sort of holiday anchor activations that I think will be really appealing to all the residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, everybody in the greater Intermountain region.
Well, we have to have our lights at Temple Square. To me, it signifies that Christmas is here. It really does for our beautiful capital city. And you know, we talk about the fact that Salt Lake City is a gateway, but it's also a place to stay. I mean, we have phenomenal hotels. As you just mentioned, the Hyatt's is going to be opening. Is it next year that the Hyatt opens?
2022.
And then not to mention City Creek. I think we have a lot going on. And Dee, I so appreciate all the work that you're doing. How many folks are helping you with Downtown Alliance right now? What's your staff like?
We have 11 people in the office, but boy, the contributions are much greater than that among our board, among the ambassadors that are on the streets downtown. You know, the lifeblood of downtown are the small businesses and restaurants that activate that. It's the businesses who are operating and employing people downtown. We really look at downtown in sort of three buckets of audiences. You have workers. You have convention and meeting attendees who spend a lot of money downtown and are integral to businesses' success. And then you have the patrons of the arts and performances and jazz games. Those three audiences have been curtailed substantially by the pandemic. Restaurant businesses were down about 53% in terms of revenue. This Open Streets initiative has increased that revenue 30% last week, and 30% last weekend, and we trust that in the coming weeks that will continue to rise, and we need to see that revenue go up for restaurants so that they are here to serve all of our downtown guests another day.
Dee, thank you so much for all the good work you're doing on behalf of all of us, and especially for Downtown Alliance and supporting the Chamber through all these initiatives and helping us create and continue this beautiful downtown capital city and beyond. So all the best to you, Dee. Thank you so much for your time today. You're brought to us by Mighty Main Street and Utah Office of Tourism and Visit Salt Lake. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's always great to talk to you.
Check out today's business interview using the KSL News Radio app or at kslnewsradio.com. Just click on podcast. More stories on Mighty Main Street here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.